Hey, welcome to my Tuesday update video live from the UK this week. In a moment, I want to share my end time theory with you. I've got this really worked out and actually ask five really great prophetic questions that I believe will help you. Hey, before I do that, let me do a quick housekeeping thing as well. You know, some of you know, social media is not a reliable way of seeing things. The great algorithm in the sky decides what you see and what you don't see. And I'm just working on moving things from social media to email. So if you haven't yet signed up for our email weekly newsletter, it's an email I send out once a week with just thoughts, updates, all the different things I'm doing, books I'm reading, challenges I'm going through, what God is speaking to me about, and I hope it's a blessing to you. So you can sign up on the link below. It's the best way of keeping in touch with me. Boom. So let's talk about my end time theory. It's actually really simple. There's a great passage in the book of Genesis that speaks about a man named Enoch. And we know very little about Enoch, and several books in the Bible mention him. Some apocryphal books that I would say are not inspired talk about him. But Hebrews 11, I believe it's about verse 5, says, "By faith Enoch walked with God and was not," literally he got raptured, "was not," because, and it says, "but before he was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased God." And I believe, you know, my end time theory is actually really this. It's not about tribulation, non-tribulation, you know, how much of Revelation is past, present, future, allegorical, whatever. Here's my end time theory. I believe in the last days, the church is going to walk with God. And I want to just ask you about that today. Here's five really great prophetic questions. I was writing these down as I went for a physical walk today, and I thought I'd share them with you. Number one, how do you want your walk to God? How do you, à quoi ressemble? What do you want your walk with God to look like? Now, don't back out of me yet. I just actually, let me challenge you to think on that one, to write that one down, to pray that one over, and to maybe go for a walk like I did this morning and think, come on, imagine you are at the end of your life, imagine you're 98, I don't know, whatever. I believe the Queen of England, I just heard she's 97, and again, I hope she lives many years to come, but in a way she's looking back and she can look back and sum up how her reign, how she walked out the monarchy of the UK in a will. And imagine you were at the end of our life, and this is not negative, track with me, it's positive, but imagine you got 2 or 3 minutes to sum up your walk with God. Now, at the time where you're listening, I'm speaking, how would you like that to be? Imagine sum up your, not in some grandiose like mountain climbing way, but literally, you know, my point is we know very little about Enoch. We know hardly anything about Enoch. Arthur Burt, great man of God, he used to know. He used to say, it doesn't say Mrs. Enoch and all the little Enochs walk with God. It says Enoch walk with God. And we know hardly anything about Enoch except he walked with God. His walk pleased God. His walk pleased God so much that he literally walked off the end of time and space and walked into eternity. And maybe he'll come back in the book of Revelation. Let's see, we're in the end times here. But here's my point. How do you want your walk with God to be like? I mean, I have some ideas for myself, but I don't want to say that's for you. I'm not talking about your ministry. I'm not talking about, you know, conquering great things for the Lord. I'm talking about your walk with God. Because of course, one of the secrets is everything in our ministry really flows out of our walk with God. I want to walk with God. I want to walk with God in the good times and bad times. I want to walk with God. Hallelujah. I want to walk with God day in, day out. I want to live in a place of constant praise and worship where pretty much every 10 to 15 minutes, if you're around me, you're going to hear me worshiping God. You're going to see me praying in tongues. I want to walk in the Word where I'm constantly speaking the Word. I'm constantly looking at circumstances and things and going, that's real, but it's not that real. I can change that. I can change that. I want to look at everything the world, the flesh, the devil throws at me and say, I can change that. I can change that because heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. I want to walk in that fellowship with him where I know I'm loved by him. I want to walk in a life of worship. I want to hear his voice more and more and more. I want to trust him. Yeah, it's easy because he's really trustworthy. I want him to trust me. So, question number one is, what do you want your walk with God to look like? You know, I think the church in the West, the modern church, we major, we put a lot of emphasis on gatherings and meetings, and they're okay. They're just overrated. I think heaven and the kingdom of God puts a lot of focus on our walk with Him. Boom. So question number two, real quick, is how does God want your walk? What does God want your walk with Him to look like? I'm going to ask you, if number one is, what do I want my walk with God to look like? Number two is, what does God want my walk with Him to look like? Again, that is a really great question. I believe we're in a day, really the church is walking out of something and we're walking into something. We're walking out of the world, we're walking out of this present evil world, as Paul says in Galatians 1, but we're also walking into the fullness of the kingdom. And every day there should be a walking out and a walking in. And then what is God, what's God's vision for your life? Sometimes we can come with our own and we're actually missing a part of how He wants our walk to be. So rather than try to decide, I think here's how God wants me to walk with Him, why not ask Him? Yeah, why not ask Him? The Lord wanted to walk with Adam in the cool of the day. How does He want to walk with you and I today, in this day? Boom. Hey, question number three, how are you doing? How's it going for you, baby? How are you doing? Honestly, how are you doing in your walk right now? One of the things I've discovered, and just because I'm like everybody else, but also I've thought about this a lot. I've really been, I prayed a horrible prayer once. I think it was in the 80s, where I was actually about to go preach, and I sort of said, Lord, show me how many people in this room actually have opened their Bible once this week. And it's like God supernaturally showed me, and it was really scary. And it's always stayed with me. And my point is, they weren't bad people, they were good people, they love God. And I think what most of us do is we live with the great expectations, we live with the great intention that really soon we're going to walk with God in excellence and where we want to be. Excuse me, there's some workmen working around here, so you may hear a pneumatic drill go up in a moment. It's not hunger pains. Here's my point. It's actually quite easy to live on this always going to place where if we'd be really honest, what we're doing is we're saying, today is really busy. This week's been really busy, but soon I'm going to really walk with God. Soon I'm really going to read my Bible. Soon I'm going to spend quality time alone in worship. Soon, and we never start. So question number three is how are we doing? You know, we've got to learn the internal disciplines of walking in fellowship with God. God wants our inner man to be His dwelling place. So find out where you are, be honest with yourself, ask the Lord to show you where you actually are right now. So question number four, when does it begin? Come on. If question number one and two, we set up this wonderful vision for how we intend to live life with God, when does start look like? There's a great verse in Nehemiah. I preach many times in Nehemiah on the subject of vision. And Nehemiah comes, he sees the problem, he gets a vision, he gathers all these people together. But there's actually a time where airplane flying over my head from John Lennon Airport, above us only sky, right? There's a time when Nehemiah says, so we began this good work. And I want to encourage you, begin that journey, begin that walk with God. Get up every day and say, if God was to take today, this Tuesday, and multiply it, this was the measure, the standard of the fellowship of my walk with Him. How would it be? What would it look like? And begin. Yeah, a great little way. There's a great book that really helped me. I read 2 or 3 years ago, Atomic Habits. And I won't go into the whole thing, but you know, his basic premise is just make tiny little changes. Don't try to drastically change something. Just begin. Read your Bible for 5 minutes a day and you'll soon read it for more. Begin praying for 1 minute a day and you'll soon pray for more. Just make tiny atomic little bite-sized habits. So begin. Number five, how do we get there? How do we move from where we are into that walk that God desires to have, that we desire to have? Again, just, I want to leave you with this today. Get a vision. I mean, get a vision. I'm quite a visual person in a way, and I think God creates all of us with different strengths and weaknesses, but have a vision. Have a picture in your mind of how you want to walk with God and how it feels to walk with God in that place. I think so often what I, as a pastor, what I find out is when I speak to people, they're actually living in condemnation for how they don't walk with God. And their vision is how it didn't happen yesterday. Now again, if this sin, if this failure in your life, repent. Yeah, that's all there is. And then this one thing you should do, forgetting those things which are behind, you press. So why not just let go of yesterday, ask God's forgiveness if you feel you've missed it in some way, and get that vision. The Lord said to Abraham, get out of your father's house, get out of the place you know, get out of your brethren, get out of Ur of the Chaldeans where they worship Bel Allah, the moon god. They call him Allah today. Get out of all that mess and come to an empty, barren land. But you know, Abraham walked into a desert, but it wasn't a desert. The Bible says by faith, Abraham dwelt in the promised land. Now for Abraham, it wasn't yet the promised land, but the Bible says Abraham sought a city whose builder and maker is God. And the Lord said to Abraham, Genesis 12, 1-2, I will show you, I will make you, and I will bless you. And so often we want to get into the blessing piece or the God transform my life, zap me so that I start doing what I should be doing. Sure. It begins though with God showing us something. And I believe God wants to give us a vision of how he would have us walk with him that will be a real blessing to him. Boom. That's my pitch on walking with God today. Hey, check out some of the links below. If you're a podcast listener, we do put this out every day on an audio podcast as well. Go to gjm.org. And I'd really love it if you guys hit the subscribe thing. Go to my website, gjm.org, and you'll see a email sign up there. That way, I'd love to keep in touch with you folks. Boom. Walk with Jesus. Pray in tongues a lot. Bye for now.